Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Just got about 6 minutes left and still got quite a bit to get to here in this 6 minutes. Let's see if we can jam it in.
I'll try to brief the consent agenda. There are actionable items on the consent agenda. The city is starting the process of issuing general obligation bonds for 2018, about $19.3 million in general obligation bonds. Of that, 15 of these are residential subdivision areas that include water, sanitary, sewer, and street improvements. And that amount is about $11.5 million that are assessed to the benefit district and $287,000 to the city at large. We also have seven capital projects for various city improvements. Most of them are in water and wastewater and stormwater. The City Hall expansion for Parks and Recreation is part of that, and the total of all of those is about $7.9 million in improvements. We have some infrastructure maintenance, and I just wanted to point out a couple of things on this. We're recommending award of a contract to SAK Construction out of O'Fallon, Missouri. Had several bidders here. This is for our 2018 cured-in-place concrete sewer lining project. This year, we'll be recommending award of about 21,000 lineal feet of 8-inch pipe, 471 feet of 10-inch pipe. Over the last 10 years, we've relined 167,150 lineal feet of pipe. That's 32 miles of sewer pipe.
That's a lot of sewer pipe.
We put new fiberglass lining in, and wow, it's an amazing process, about $3.9 million. So we have an annual budgeted maintenance to reinvest in our infrastructure to keep it in good condition. And I really appreciate the commission's support of being able to do that to keep our infrastructure good. In conjunction with that, another bid award is to Meyer Specialty Services out of Goddard, Kansas for $55,512, and this is for manhole sanitary sewer rehab. So we rehab the risers and the manholes. This year's it's about 663 vertical feet of manhole walls that we spray a sealant on, and then also 46 manhole assemblies. Over the last 10 years, we've done 5,609 vertical feet of manholes and about $520,000 worth of investment in that particular infrastructure. We also have an improvement on South Delaware. This would be south of Fort Riley Boulevard. It's stormwater, water, and sanitary sewer improvements, about just a little over $1 million. Award to Buyer Construction is going to help with a lot of stormwater improvements in that particular area, as well as increase fire flow capacity and water and fix some sewer issues there. Also, a $13,860 to Alfred Benesch and Company as the engineering firm to oversee that. We've got an out-of-city water connection out in the 1608 Hill Valley Drive. That's out in the northern part of the area off Tuttle Creek Boulevard. We have a new fire brush truck for the fire department, about $113,260 for the low bid there. And then veterinary services with K-State. We have a great partnership with K-State and their College of Veterinary Medicine in providing services to Sunset Zoological Park, and $21,000 for that particular aspect. And then there's some appointments in creating the steering committee for the Anthony and Eisenhower Middle School Parks and Recreation Facility Improvements.
Just a couple minutes left. Mary, you wanted to mention something about the Fair Housing
Seminar. I do. Tomorrow, the city is sponsoring a Fair Housing Seminar at the Headquarters Fire Station, and we ask that you go to the city's website and register, just so we know how many handouts to have. It'll be a registration check-in at 7:30. It starts at 8 a.m. and goes till 12:15. And it's going to cover landlord-tenant kinds of Kansas has a law about landlord-tenant, but you know, we have a rental registration program, so it's always good information. How to identify a drug house would be interesting. The RCPD is going to provide that, and updates on zoning regulations. And then at the Flint Hills Discovery Center tomorrow night at 6:30, we're having a monarch watch program, monarch butterflies, and it's free, and you just need to come, and they're going to let some go, let some fly.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's that spring. That time of year.
Finally, that time of year.
It is.
Well, thanks so much. City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy the meeting tonight.
Yep.
We'll be there.
Okay.
If you missed any of this edition of In Focus, go online, newsradiokman.com. A little later today, we'll have it on demand. You can get all caught up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Moving up on 10 a.m. tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. It's Wednesday, and that means we'll have guests from USD 383 and Manhattan Area Technical College, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, the Royals, and then K-State Baseball on the air tonight beginning at 6. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.